Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, CJ, in the studio with me. We are both on Facebook Live for your visual pleasure. You can join in and look at us and make comments. Decide whether you prefer CJ with a beanie or without.
Be nice.
And I don't know. The consensus so far has been they really don't have a preference one way or the other.
I told you, nobody cares.
I don't know if that
means. We are the beanie boys over here.
We are the beanie boys. What do you
Take
mean?
Take a look at the camera.
So, okay, so, see, Barry, Walt, and Jerry the Diver Guy are connected to the studio via video conference,
right?
Is
there a way to make those tiny pictures bigger so we can see them better?
Well, we can for us,
but
we,
the picture.
We're not allowed to show this. We can't show this on Facebook or anywhere else for legal purposes and really for insurance purposes, because when people see this, they have a tendency to have
there he is.
Have issues, seizures, that kind of thing. We don't want to be sued.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, but the entire crew
are all
sporting
hats.
They're beanies. Yeah, the beanie boys.
And we're naked from the beanie down.
Yes.
Hello.
That was one of the other reasons why we're not allowed to show it, but I was going to keep that for off the air, but so much for that idea.
I got a hint. Gomez is coming.
You think? Well, it would be the first appearance of 2019. It probably would be appropriate. But, you know, the bottom line is beanies are good. Maybe this could be the new thing for 2019. We start an even stronger trend that's already developed. You know, like I said, Renee from Scuba Pro was nice enough to give me one of these on the Turk's boat. And I really put it to work. And I may never dive again without a beanie.
Interesting.
I very well may not do that because I liked it. And as Rachel from Explore Ventures pointed out, she goes, sure, there's many benefits for someone who's follically challenged like CJ to wear a beanie to protect themselves from the sun and you know, stay a little warmer. But
yeah, you're waiting for the boat to pick you up.
For people with a lot of hair, the ladies, scuba divers, they benefit from beanies because, you know, their hair has a tendency to get caught up in the mast strap and stuff like that. So wearing, a beanie might be appropriate. It's easier to get your mask on and off for sure.
Slide it right on.
But then again, you know, for ladies, I mean, it's really up to them if they want to go with that streamlined look or do they want to have the hair flowing like Ariel or whatever. So I guess it's just a personal preference on their things. Because I know some of our mermaids, for instance, would never, ever consider diving with a beanie because they want their hair to flow with the ocean currents.
Okay.
And to look, more mermaid-like.
Whereas, what about the lovely Brittany? Would she be a beanie girl?
Would she? You know what? I don't recall if she... Well, yeah, she was wearing the beanie because everybody on the boat got the beanie, so everybody was going beanie. So it looked like a bunch of...
Well, with a female, would it be a genie?
A genie beanie,
like a combination
a
of gypsy
beanie.
Maybe we'll have to ask her next time if she would prefer that type
the
of.
The guys should be
to
weenies.
Should be wearing weenies. Why?
You can't
because
put
a combination.
On your beanie.
Well, no, we encourage that. That's just, that's, well.
It's just stupid.
Yeah, that's pretty dumb. But, hey, that's some of the things we do on this show. I mean, we got to expose the dumb stuff so you don't make those dumb mistakes of maybe, you know, not wearing
it. I heard this. Hey, see this thing on my head? I heard on Scuba Radio, it's called a weenie. How do you like my weenie?
And then they kick you off the boat, and you never are able to dive with that operation again.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, so don't be that guy. You know, take what we're sharing with a grain of salt.
You're genie, and I'm weenie. Get it?
No, I've lost you. Okay, so the other thing, another little news nugget that crossed my desk.
Oh, there's a nugget.
Yeah. Little knowledge nugget that we love to share these little tidbits on the show. This is a somewhat, you know, depressing thing because a young boy died, 11-year-old boy died. But how supposedly he died is what really got my attention. And, you know, you hear people that have allergies, right? Peanut allergies and things like that. It's obviously a tragic situation if you have somebody that is inflicted with that issue. But this particular one was a fish allergy. And it was a little more unique. It wasn't that the kid ate fish. Supposedly, he had an allergic reaction to the smell of fish. And evidently, this is a thing. It evidently really happened over the holidays. This little kid passed away, and it's tragic. So I don't want to make light of that. But I'm like, wait a minute. You can actually have an allergic reaction to the smell of fish? Because if that is the case, we're in trouble. Because, you know, as divers, I mean, what are we doing? We're swimming around in fish urine, like when we go out and do our favorite activity.
You don't smell it. You smell the ocean.
Well, yeah, but that's what fish smell like, doesn't it? Especially after your wetsuit.
Don't have any smell at all.
Right. What do you mean the fish don't have smell? Of course they do.
They don't have a smell. If you're eating fish that smells like fish, it's been sitting too long.
I understand that, but I'm not even talking about eating it. I'm talking about the smell of fish. That fishy smell, that rotten fish smell that you're talking about that makes, like if you smell it, your fish is bad and you shouldn't eat it. That's one thing. But what if you smell like that fish? And you're not going to tell me that after you have gotten off the dive boat after a day of diving and you've set your gear off to the side and let it, you know, soak up the sun for an hour or two, and especially if it didn't dry all the way out quick, you are going to get that fishy smell on your dive gear, your wetsuit, or whatever, if you didn't rinse it off properly.
Yeah, but that's from the salt water. Just the water.
So you're saying it's salt water smell or fishy smell? It's a fishy smell.
Greg, the French have a word for that fishy smell.
Yeah?
It's called vichyssoise.
Huh. That explains. Hey, when you say it like that, it doesn't sound so bad. You know, but
oh, wait. No, that's soup.
I'm just concerned if somebody had a fishy smell allergy and happened to walk by your stuff and triggered an allergic reaction. I mean, could you be held, liable, or would you feel guilty about such a thing? You know, I mean, how do you, or maybe it just, it's something that kind of drills home the fact that you need to, you know, clean your gear, rinse your gear.
Well, if somebody had that, they would probably stay away from a dive.
Well, they know. They don't know that divers smell like fish.
No, you just blame it on your dive buddy.
But they don't want to be around fish at all.
Well, obviously, I would guess. But how would they know? I mean, you're saying that they wouldn't. They would know better to even be near the ocean because of the potential of fishy smell.
Yes,
but you could get a fishy
smell.
How
many times have you? How many times have you come out of the water smelling fishy?
If I've got a peanut allergy, I'm not going to visit Jimmy Carter's house.
Well, maybe, but
or Peter Pan.
Yeah, but if you
or
you're
Skippy
walking down a dock or
an Enfinicello.
How about
Jif
what?
Is cool.
Well, yeah. 4 out of 5 mothers choose.
Jif is that little when you send something and it's like a little video.
I don't think.
Oh, that's a GIF.
Correct.
That's a GIF.
No, a GIF from God.
A GIF from God.
A GIF from Jod.
Okay. But anyway, you can use this story for what it's worth, which is probably not much. But I never heard of that.
That's
just made me, tragic. You know, I hadn't either. That's what made me think, like, do we need to be a little bit more concerned about how
we rinse fish?
I don't know.
I've never smelled like fish.
Have you, your wetsuit hadn't got a little rank after not washing it off?
It's usually pretty good.
No, that's because he pees in it.
Well, who doesn't? Come on, let's be real. And let's be honest.
It smells like coffee.
There's divers that pee in their wetsuit, and then there's divers that lie about
peeing in
their
right.
Wetsuit. It's the law. I mean, it's one of those unwritten rules of the road.
Let me write it down.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
When I was a kid, I got hooked on watching nonfiction television in the guise of the undersea world of Jacques Cousteau.
Jacques Cousteau was huge.
I watched, they were on about once a month, and it wasn't just the ocean. He would go into, like, lakes and stuff. I remember he went into Lake Titicaca in South America, and they took the submarines, and he said, we took the submersibles to the bottom of Lake Titicaca. Much to our surprise, we found nothing but titties and caca. That's the joke we said the next day in junior high.
Let's get underwater. Don't you worry. Cause everything's gonna be fine. Let's get underwater. Don't you feel it? The silence here is divine. Let's get underwater.
Yeah, let's do it. We should. It's 2019. Should get wet. Get underwater.
Let's get
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. And we're just trying to psych you up for doing just that. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ in the studio with me today. Also, Jerry the Diver Guy, Walty Martini, and Barry the Bugger.
Bugger!
Wait.
What?
Walt has had a transformation.
Oh, no.
He's now a woman.
He's now
a very lovely lady.
Wait a minute. Wait.
With long blonde hair.
Okay, hold on. Hold on. Let's explain. Now, Captain Walt DeMartini has three alter egos that I'm aware of. There is Gomez, who shows up usually after a couple cocktails.
Julio.
Julio, which shows up after like, you know, 3 or 4 hours of cocktails.
After Gomez.
Yeah.
And now the lovely Tamara.
Tamara.
Oh, my God.
What the hell?
She's lovely. Stay like this one forever.
What has happened at the Gomez Hilton exactly? I mean, we're not going to judge if Walt has decided, you know, as part of his, you know, the new year to kind of, you know, bring in the new year under a...
That's not Walt.
Better not be.
That's not Walt.
Because if it's not Walt, I'm going to feel very awkward right now because he is one of the hottest looking women I've ever seen.
Wow. Walt has turned sexy.
Yes. Tamara. So,
hi.
Wow, he even changed his voice.
Walt pulled the old switcheroo.
Is that what he... Okay. Yeah, she's not even wearing a beanie because she doesn't want to cover up
She's got a skimpy bikini.
Oh, God, help us.
It's a dress.
Oh, it's a
skimpy dress.
Yeah, see, we're sharing video that we can't share with the world.
Ha ha.
But we can tell everybody about it. But Tamara, Paint the picture, Greg. Did you just show up at Walt's door and decided, hey, come talk to these idiots? Is that what happened, kind of?
Almost. I drove all the way from Miami to see him.
How about that?
She's got a sexy voice, too.
Well, there you go. Yeah, she sounds like, where are you from? Like Iowa or something?
Wyoming.
Sweden.
Wyoming, yeah, Wyoming.
She's from Wyoming.
Sweden, guys.
Sweden. She does have that look. She has the blonde.
How does Walt do it?
Blonde volleyball team look to her, for sure. So you're from
not
Sweden.
Volleyball.
Isn't it, well, the Sweden volleyball. Well, I mean, Swedish volleyball team. Volleyballs.
Swedish bikini team.
Well, Swedish bikini volleyball team. Don't they play volleyball?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
I think skiing and ice skating.
Yeah, it's too cold.
Oh, what's okay. Wrong with you? Yeah. All right. Well,
they're known for those big dogs that's got the liquor around their neck.
One can hope.
St. Bernard's.
Yeah. All right. Well, Tamara, are you going to do some diving while you're up there at the Gomez Hilton, or are you just kind of hanging out, you know, post-holiday?
Just hanging out. I got you. Diving.
Okay. All right. Well, are you a certified diver? Are you a scuba diver?
Oh, she's hanging out.
I only tried a hookah. Scuba dive with a hookah.
Right.
Floating bowl. I don't know what it's called.
Did she say hookah or hookah?
You got it right.
A little bit. Hookah.
Oh, okay. Hookah.
Yeah, hookah.
Her accent, I thought she said hookah.
So you had like a tank on the floating on the surface and a hose that you you put your mouth
so
on.
Would you like to learn to scuba dive?
I would love to.
Well, hookahs.
I'm on the next plane down, boys.
All right, there. Jerry the diver guy.
Yeah, we got it, Jerry. We got it.
No, you're fine. I'll take care of this.
Walt can take care of her as well, for
hey
sure.
Now. Mop, you dog!
Jeez. Sorry. Yeah, see, I see she's already dived into Captain Walt DeMartini's liquor cabinet, so she's well on her way.
That's daddy's medicine.
Yeah. Yes. Well, God bless
good
you.
Good for what
there,
ails
Tamara.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there you go. So Walt's just trying to share the love. Bring in more people to our little club of scuba divers.
And I will be down next month, Walt.
So, you know, he brought Tamara down up to the Gomez Hilton from South Florida. And then she's going to, like, you know, he's going to get her, like, socially lubricated into the whole diving world kind of thing.
Jerry just ordered his plane tickets. He's flying down.
I just booked a plane ticket.
You did? Okay. So there you go. How do you feel about having Jerry the diver guy as your dive instructor? You okay with that, Tamara?
I feel very good about that, yes.
Really?
I want all guys to come.
She wants everybody to join the party.
Done.
Yeah. I mean, the Gomez Hilton has a very nice dive pool there right out back. You're familiar with that facility.
Huge.
Yes. Huge is the right word.
By the way.
You have what?
Hot tub, too.
And all of the hot tub, yes. You could do some water skills in the hot tub, too, that it may or may not apply to your diving certification. But that, you know.
I think they call that snorkel work.
You think that's what it is?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you know, I mean, Tamara, have you been in South Florida for a while? Or did you kind of?
1 year.
One year. And before that, you were in Sweden, and it was too cold even.
No, I was in Manhattan. It was too cold, and I decided to move.
Yes.
You're a smart girl.
Oh, yeah. Smarter. Well, the diving in Manhattan blows. I mean, the only thing you're going to see up there is, you know, dead bodies.
Brown trout.
guns. Yeah, maybe some of those. But down in South Florida, where the Gomez Hilton is, I mean, you got some prime dive spots down there. You like Florida Spiny Lobster, by the way, or no?
Yes, I like the Jesus statue diving.
What did she say?
Jesus statue. What?
Spencer Slate.
It's a killer argon.
Yeah, yeah. You went down and saw that? You snorkeled down there?
Yes.
All right.
10 times.
The Christ of the Abyss statue down in
Yeah, it's so cool.
Yeah, so you just went and snorkeled above that, and so that kind of whet your appetite for learning how to scuba dive? Mm-hmm. Excellent.
She was there with a hookah.
Oh, that's where you did the hookah.
Hookah diving.
Ah.
We're going to get rid of the hookah.
Yeah, we got to be careful how we say that, because when Walt says it, he goes, well, I was there with the hookah. You know.
Yes.
It has a totally different meaning. You hear what I'm saying? But
the R is silent.
It turns into a transaction.
Possibly. Very possible. Okay. All right. Well,
then you got to involve Barry to go over your books.
Oh, yeah. It's tax time.
We got everybody covered. Don't worry about it.
We do. We got that's right. We kind of are a team.
It's one-stop shopping.
Yeah, you can learn to dive. The only thing we don't have covered yet is the bail bondsman part. But
we're working on that.
We have a fund. I mean, Barry has set up a fund.
A slush fund.
Yeah, that we can take care of legal issues if when the need arises.
The bank is in Bimini.
The bank is in Bimini?
It's in Bimini.
Perfect. It's offshore accounts, for sure.
Allegedly.
She is. We may have to make her a new mermaid.
Okay. All right, well, the recruiting obviously has begun. There you go. You up for that, Tamara? Just say yes.
Yes.
Okay, that's all we needed. We got it on. That'll hold up legal.
Absolutely.
For legal, yeah. All right, more coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, CJ in the studio, Barry the Bugger, Jerry the Diver Guy, Captain Walt DeMartini, and Tamara, was that?
Yes.
They have went off a line to probably get more socially lubricated.
Getting in the hot tub.
Yeah, well, that would be your first confined water training session.
Is that what you call it?
Or dive sort of guy, you know, who knows what happens. Captain Walt has his own process that he kind of, takes his recruits through. So we'll leave him to do with her what he will. I don't know what he probably said too much. But
his pool is deep enough to actually learn to dive.
Of course. No, we've done dive training in the Gomez Hilton dive
and we
pool,
will here before long too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I'm going to take one for the team, guys.
Yeah, you're going to go down to the Gomez Hilton and help him out with this, huh?
Oh yes. Oh,
yeah. Well,
how generous
that is. He, you know, he's a giver. This
what
Jerry,
a friend's for.
Yeah, and well, and here's a good transition from this last little segment we had, and it involves sea lice. So,
dirty little critters.
Sea lice are the jellyfish larvae. Did you know this?
What they are?
Yeah. They're actually the larvae of jellyfish. And if you swim through them, especially during the summer months, is when they have a tendency to be an issue. They'll get into the edges of your wetsuit around your neck or something like that and can, create irritation. They don't sting like jellyfish. They just kind of create, rashes and that kind of thing.
You have hundreds of them in there, it starts to hurt.
Well, okay. I mean, it's itchy for sure.
Yeah.
And it's definitely not a pleasant experience, not to mention the fact that you say, hey, what's wrong? I got sea lice down there in my nether regions. Whoa! Then they kind of walk away from you, but they don't really,
The Netherlands?
In your nether regions. Yeah, I think is what I meant. But anyway,
another lonely night at home.
Whales deal with this on a whole nother level, so be thankful. I'll explain next.
is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
It was interesting, scuba diving. I remember the first fish I saw. I could have sworn he took a double take at me like, what the f***?
Bigger than you ever did, going everywhere you never been, been. All we do is dive in it. 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 All we do is dive in it.
Okay.
All we do is dive in it. Yeah. All we do is dive in it.
All right, I'm getting the point.
All we do is dive in it.
Got it.
Dive in it. Dive in it. All we do is dive in it.
Okay, this is the world's first radio show devoted to diving in it. I am Greg the Dive Master, CJ in the studio, Jerry the Diver Guy, Barry the Bugger. We got a crew just navigating the latest diving news and information. All right, so sea lice. It is something you got to deal with mostly during the summer months. And these are basically the larvae of jellyfish. Another reason why you should wear a wetsuit if you're concerned with such. But it's not super common, but it happens. And it can, you know, irritate your skin, create a little rash, depending on how bad the sea lice are. And I don't think it's a great description. Because when you say, you know, you have sea lice, you know, people think of lice like, you know, kids coming home from elementary school with and stuff.
And hair. Like,
they're contagious and all that. And it's not. This is the larvae of jellyfish. Now, if you were using someone else's wetsuit and they had sea lice and then you put it on, would you be affected with it? Yeah, you could if it wasn't rinsed off properly or whatever. But it's not a big problem. But for whales, it could not only be a problem, it could also be a telltale sign of where the whales have been. Because evidently there is sea lice that whales deal with. But the sea lice on a whale is like as big as your palm, is as big as your hand.
Whoa.
Yeah. These aren't like little microscopic jellyfish larvae looking things. They look like, they look more like ticks. But whale lice.
Gross. I see that. They sort of look like crabs.
Yeah. And on humpback whales, they're doing studies and they're finding that they can't tell, you know, where the whales have been or who they've been, you know, mating with or where what part of the world they've been hanging. But with the sea lice on the or the whale lice on the whales, they can look at them and I don't know, dissect them or take their blood or whatever, and they've been able to figure out like, okay, well, obviously this humpback whale was cavorting with this pod of whales in the nether regions.
Netherlands.
There. And getting, you know, picking up sea lice from them, and they've been able to connect these dots via the whale lice. But I looking at this, I'm like, holy crapola. I would not want to encounter a whale lice.
No.
Those are spooky-looking critters, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
They look more like spiders.
You think they have them maybe down super, super deep?
I would guess so. Yeah. I mean, I've never
something like that lives.
I've never seen anything like that diving wise. But if I was like,
what if they were delicious like lobster?
Well, they do have a little bit of a crustacean look to them.
They sort of look like crabs.
But I don't know. They look closer to like giant ticks than crabs to me.
Somebody will eat one.
You know,
let us know.
Maybe a combination between a scorpion and a tick, but about the size of your hand.
That's really big.
And not something I think I would want to come across. Now, if I was in the Dominican Republic doing a humpback whale trip, and I saw it covered with these whale lice, would I want to steer clear of this particular humpback?
Yes.
You think so? Even though it'd be such a majestic animal to see up close and personal like that?
Oh, I mean, you know, that thing is so big, it's going to be cruising by. There's really nothing you can do.
Well, that's true, but if it came too close and one of those...
It's like hanging out with a school bus.
Yeah, but what would keep one of those whale lice jumping off the humpback and onto you?
They probably don't like humans. something about the whales they like.
Obviously. But I'm not sure if I saw that on a whale, I would be...
Maybe it's their way of getting around, you know? Maybe they...
How so? What do you mean?
Grab onto the whales and hang on for a couple hundred miles.
Well,
and
I'm sure they
pop off.
Oh well, I'm sure that's what they do. But they got to, you know, they got to hold on. So they're digging themselves into the skin of the humpback whale, and so they obviously have pinchers or something that can grab hold of things and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. Those poor whales. How do they get rid of them?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they just slough them off.
They go to a cleaning station.
They go and mate with another whale and say, you know, hey.
Your problem now.
Yeah. That's what they do.
You dirty, dirty
And if you got
whale.
Too close to them as a diver, would you have the potential of picking up whale lice? And I'm telling you, it wouldn't be like a minor thing of sea lice. It'd be like, whoa, hey, get off of me, you. Yeah, I mean, it would draw blood.
It's like the size of a catcher's mitt.
Scary. I don't know. Jerry, would you do you feel the same way as I, or am I making a mole out of a molehill?
I believe you're making a mole out of a molehill.
Well, that's magic.
You're making a molehill out of a mountain.
No, I was making a mole out of a molehill, which would be, it's kind
it's
of
called
magic.
Making a mountain out of a mole.
Out of a molehill.
No, I was making a mole, like a rodent.
No.
I was. That's what I was trying
that's
to make.
Not
which, like
same.
I said, once again, is magic. And
magic.
The magic of radio.
Oh, you mean tragic.
Barry the Bugger, what do you think? He likes lobster, so they are close enough, I guess. They'd be a little morsel of meat in there, I guess.
If you didn't know better the first
time.
Well,
if I catch it, you'll be the first to try it.
You would eat whale lice?
No. I said if I catch it, you'll be the first to try it.
Mm.
That don't sound good.
Doesn't sound good, but you never know. Who?
Well, let
Walt, you thinking of
you
Aquaman
know,
again.
Walt can do magic.
That needs marketing spin. Instead of calling them whale lice.
True.
Call them something like succulents.
Tasty ticks.
Tasty ticks. Actually, that's good.
Yum nuggets.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys try these yum nuggets?
Uncle Greg's tasty ticks.
Nuggets of love.
Be careful how you say that, Barry.
But think right, about so. It. It's only because you don't know them. If you didn't know anything about lobster.
Right.
And you saw one of the lobsters, you'd be like, what the hell is that thing? I would never eat that.
Yeah. Well, that's true.
They're called cockroaches of the sea for a reason.
Well, they are, and supposedly...
I love how Barry always brings that up, too, during Bugfest.
Yeah, he does.
We're about to chow down. He's like, here's a cockroach.
You're eating a cockroach.
Yes, Barry, we know.
With butter.
Mm. Yeah, anything with butter you could eat. So it doesn't really matter,
put butter on a whale tick.
Yeah, maybe.
I bet the Asians would eat
they
those.
Would eat
they
it?
Eat some weird stuff.
Hmm. Well,
the Chinese delicacy.
So
maybe
sorry.
They already have something like that.
But
put some soy sauce on it.
Yeah, maybe. It might bring the flavor out.
Sila sushi.
But, you know, the thing is, you know, like you said, lobster was, you know, back in the day, it was so prevalent. It was like trash food. And at some point, it became a delicacy in the same way. And now, you know, everyone goes out of their way to eat lobster. But it used to be, you know, back in the day, early settlers, I mean, lobster was like...
The
it was
settlers,
trash food.
The settlers, you mean like the wagon trains?
Well, I mean, yeah.
Like
how
cowboys?
Would you know, for instance, on a lobster that you could, you know, use the tail and just eat the tail, for instance?
I don't know.
I always go back to the conch, the Caribbean well, conch. That
if
is,
that's the case, then what about the crawdads? They eat the tail and suck out the guts?
Well,
on
exactly.
Them.
I don't, you know, my guess is the first people that were doing this stuff were extremely hungry. And then it was on. We don't care what it looks like. We got to eat something.
Yeah.
Greg, did you see Castaway?
Of course, yeah. Wilson!
Okay. Well, you remember when he caught his first lobster.
Okay.
It was delicious. But yeah. At the end of the movie, they had lobster sitting there. He didn't touch them.
Yeah. He'd become jaded on lobster, and it was like, you know, wanted something else.
But wait a minute.
Hmm.
Gilligan always loved coconut cream pie.
Okay.
That was his favorite.
Well, yeah, leave it to Jerry to put some logic into this whole thing. Yeah, to each his own, I guess, right? You know, after a certain amount of time, maybe Tom Hanks would have developed another taste for lobster. You know, he just needed to go through a period of wanting to miss it again. But I get that same vibe from a lot of our diving friends in the Caribbean. They're always jonesing for a good steak when they come to the States because they can't really get that in the islands. And lobster, they're like, who cares?
Well, that's what Neil said. Remember,
yeah.
He said they had lobster all the time. And he brought over KFC, and they were going nuts
for
him.
Well, that's right. If you go to a KFC on any island in the Caribbean, you'll see literally local folks lined up out the door, all the way down the street.
Tastes like
at
chicken.
At dinner time. Yeah, it does. It's supposed to. And they really enjoy that. And it's literally the most popular fast food place in the Caribbean. Pretty much every island's like that. But it's good chicken, too. There's seven spices and everything.
Herbs. Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio scuba cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
You're listening to Scuba Radio. 20 years.
Make that 21 now.
And still sucking.
You suck.
On air.
Hey, come on. That stings.
You can hear it on Scuba Radio. The world's first scuba diving show. From Captain Ron to Jacques Cousteau. They all love Scuba Radio. On the boat or down below, if you want to stay in the know.
You ever think about that? I didn't know.
If you be pressurized there, you'll want to be there on Scuba Radio.
Let's go!
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, CJ in the studio, Jerry the Diver Guy, Barry the Bugger. Even Walt DeMartini has returned from his little... What? No? It's not.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay.
I'm here.
I was thinking he wasn't sure. He was like, no, I'm not here. I'm just here physically. I'm not here mentally, which that applies.
I sent you pictures, Greg.
Oh, boy. Okay. Be careful what you send me. But God bless you.
Barry Zibogan.
Yes. We got a full crew, for sure. By the way, that is Eric Stone, who did the little Scuba Radio song from back in the day that we were playing. So, He made a New Year's resolution. He's coming off the road. He's not going to be touring anymore, doing regular bar gigs and stuff. He's just going to do special events and hang closer to home, which I believe is Destin, Florida. So we wish Eric Stone and the Eric Stone Band the best. And he's just decided he's had enough of the road life.
Like Kiss, end of the road.
Yeah,
but Kiss keeps coming back.
Yeah, well, but they're done now.
What do you mean they're
Greg,
done?
Didn't we go down and see him in the Keys one time?
We did.
For an opening?
He's still going to be doing like the boat shows and things like that. So he'll be down there for the Miami boat show probably and a few special events. But he's not going to be doing typical bar gigs, you know, because he'll go down. You might find him playing a gig down in the Florida Keys someplace or whatever.
Does he ever pair up? Does he ever play with Pup?
He has a couple times, like at some Parrothead conventions,
yeah,
and things like that, but not much. You know, Scuba Cowboy is still touring around. So Pup, the Scuba Cowboy, I believe he's actually out on the west coast of Florida right now, and you can look at thescubacowboy.com and find out what's up with him. But Eric just made this announcement on Facebook this week. And I think it's just ericstone.com or the Eric Stone Band.com, one of those. You can find Eric and check out his stuff as well. And pick up their music. You may not be able to see Eric out and about as much as you did in the past, but you can still get his tunes, you know, and listen to some cool dive-related stuff, including the Scuba Radio song. Both him and Pup have their own songs about Scuba Radio. We've inspired...
How about that?
Musical
creativity.
Okay, we'll go with that. But good guys, both of them. All right, so a couple little tidbits to share before we wrap things up today. I don't know. Do we need to do an update with Walt first? Yeah, I see you're back there, Walt. So your assistant there, is she in the hot tub preparing for her dive certification or what?
She's doing the high turbulent confined water simulator, and I left one word out.
Okay. Yeah, I probably should. Probably should leave that word out. All right. A couple things. I want everyone to be on the lookout for what the Aqua Gypsy said at the beginning of the show today. If you go see the movie Aquaman, supposedly the character Manta, do you know who Manta is?
No, I haven't seen the movie.
Oh, you haven't seen it?
No,
Greg, me and Hemi were supposed to speak to Barry on that.
Barry,
Aquaman lover.
This isn't given. This is not a spoiler for the Aquaman movie at all. But as I had said last week, the whole movie is, first of all, it's very entertaining, very good, highly recommended. Two fins up, but it does a good job of setting up the Aquaman character for future movies. And one of the things they do is they set up one of his potential, arch enemies in the underwater realm. And it's this character Manta from the comic book, I guess. Yep. And towards the end of the movie, he's developed this, super skeleton of, his super suit, I guess. The Manta suit.
Yes.
And supposedly he's wearing a Shearwater dive computer on his Manta suit. And
I think he was wearing that dive computer in the beginning when he was doing something else.
Oh, you think that's what it was? Oh, maybe I'm just looking at this
pirates.
Picture. Yeah, well, that's true. Maybe it was at the beginning. I think you're right.
He was instructing.
They had some amazing equipment at the beginning. It looked like all rebreather system. Oh,
right.
Beautiful stuff.
Well, in the Shearwater dive computer, it is a rebreather compatible dive computer. The Perdix. Supposedly he's wearing that on Manta's left arm. So if you go see the movie, go be on the lookout for it. I missed it. I did not pick that up at all.
I think Walt needs a movie when he's instructing Swedish babes in his hot tub.
Yeah, well, those are straight to video productions usually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But Jerry already booked his flight.
Well, of course he did. Can you blame him? I mean,
she's going to be long gone by the time Jerry gets there.
Yeah, I mean,
once I get there, she will return. Trust me.
Return to where?
Home
Sweden?
To Sweden, yeah.
Sweden.
She'll be running for her life. She'll be deported or something, probably, is what you're saying. Is that what you're alluding
That's
to?
That's it.
Yeah.
Okay. Redneck, chase me.
Oh, boy.
I didn't understand a word he said.
That hillbilly wait for me.
What is going on with that boy? He's not going to be allowed to get on the plane acting like that. You know that?
No.
They have laws about, you know, traveling with spring water there, Jerry. You got to be careful.
TSA.
Yeah. TSA.
Get them drunk before you go. You
know. Okay. Whatever. That's you know, they never know what he is like normally because he's drunk all the time. So they just figure that's how he is, I guess.
Solid plan.
Yeah. All right. Well, on that somewhat disturbing note, and remember, he's not diving. He's fine.
Yes.
He'll sober up before he does any dive instruction. We'll leave it. Till next week, remember, it's always better. Where, gang?
Down.
Where it's wetter.
Wetter.
Safe diving, everyone.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.